Camp Kilmer in New Brunswick, New Jersey, which has witnessed the embarkation and debarkation of hundreds of thousands of American fighting men during this war, is today the scene of the arrival of the largest group of released American prisoners yet to be returned to this country. This is Paul Killiam of Mutual's New York War Services and News Division. We brought our microphones here to Camp Kilmer to reproduce by transcription for the Mutual audience the actual sounds of the processing of these liberated prisoners. Right now we're speaking from a mess hall, where one section of the men have just sat down for their first meal in the United States. We're sitting right here at one of the tables, and we're just going to pass the microphone along the other side of the table and see who's here and where they're from.
Staff Sergeant Bob Stringer, New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Corporal Rennie Healy, Winchendon, Mass.
Corporal Lawrence Rasucci of Marlboro, Massachusetts.
Private Baker, Jordan Baker of Parsons, Tennessee.
Private Harpin, Brooksville, Florida.
Private Thomas Everett from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Now, were you fellas all at the same camp in Germany? You were all prisoners, I know that. But were you all at the same camp?
Yes, sir.
Which camp was that?
At Ziegenheim, something like a 9A.
How about you, Bob Stringer?
I was in Ziegenheim, and also Bad Orb at the beginning.
Well, how long were you there?
At Ziegenheim, I was there about 2 months.
And how did it look? Was it the Americans that liberated you?
That's right. It was the Americans.
What outfit do you know?
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
All right. That's all right. But was it good to see them?
Oh, it was great. I'm telling you, tears came in my eyes when I saw them.
I think I detect one or two almost right there still in both of those eyes.
Perhaps so.
How about you, Rennie Healy of Massachusetts?
I was at Bad Orb for about a month and a half, and then we transferred over to Ziegenheim. That's the second salon we were in, about there, about a little better than 2 months before we liberated.
Where were you captured?
It was in the Battle of the Bulge.
The Battle of the Bulge? Way back there. So you've been in one of the prison camps for several months.
Several months, sir.
Do you have anything to say about the treatment you received there? You don't look too bad now, but of course you've had a chance to fatten up on the boat coming back, I guess.
Well, I've thrown about 10 pounds, but I lost about 50 over there.
You lost about 50 pounds?
About 3 months.
What's this you're eating now? I can see, but I'd like the radio audience to know.
American steak, ice cream, cake, and about a little bit of everything.
Now over here at another one of the mess tables, we've located a captain in the medical corps who has just come back with these men from Germany, and we think that he may be able to speak with some authority about the treatment these men received over there. What is your name, Captain?
Captain Eugene Galvin, Rosendale, New York.
Oh, right here in New York.
That's right.
That's up near Kingston, isn't it?
That's just a few miles out of Kingston.
How long were you overseas?
29 months.
And what camp were you interned at?
Hammelburg and Limburg.
Were you captured fairly near there or in France?
I was captured at Wilts in Luxembourg.
In Luxembourg.
Right.
Well, did you have a chance at the German prison camp to do any medical work at all to help the fellas keep in good shape?
Moderate amount of medical work. We were allowed to take care of our own men. We were given no materials to work with, no medicines. We used paper for dressings. Never had any opportunity to sterilize this paper. The Germans told us that they had no supplies they could give us. After we were liberated, we discovered that this was entirely untrue because in the German hospitals, which were nearby, there were quantities of medical supplies. I was captured December 20th and worked for 8 days with the Germans in their hospital taking care of American patients.
They were glad to have your help under those circumstances.
Indeed they were, because they were rushed.
I see.
They had plenty of their own wounded.
Of course. Doctor, or captain and doctor, how about the food in the prison camps?
The food in the prison camps is atrocious. It's barely enough for subsistence. Personally, I lost 35 pounds in 107 days of captivity.
Well, you've got a little of that back now, haven't you?
Indeed I have, on good American chow for now nearly a month.
Oh, you've been a month since you were liberated.
It's nearly a month today.
Now, right over here at this table is a young paratrooper who's just starting to grow a mustache. When did you start, on the boat?
Yeah, on a boat. Probably take 30 more days for it to fill out.
Where are you from?
Philadelphia.
I can see that all you're wearing now is paratrooper's insignia, and none of you ex-prisoners are wearing your full medals and ribbons. What would you be wearing, European theater?
I'm wearing the European theater and the good conduct and the combat badge, and the reason I got my wing with me now is because I hit him.
You had him from the Germans?
Yeah, I had him pinned onto my undershirt all the time.
When did you pull him out? When you got out of Germany?
Yeah, when they blew me out, I pinned him on.
Where are you from?
Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles? And what's your name?
Stapp. PFC Stapp. C.E. Stapp.
Thanks a lot, PFC. Stapp, and when were you liberated?
April the 2nd.
Where were you captured?
At Weisenberg in Germany.
Well, did you have to go very far from the place where you were captured to be interned in the prison camp? Were you on one of these marches that we hear about?
They marched me about 50 kilometers in the snow.
What kind of shape were you in? Were you hurt at all at the time or just pretty well fagged out?
No, they'd taken my shoes away from me. And
what'd you do, walk in the snow without any shoes?
Yeah, about 30 kilometers.
The whole group of you?
No, just myself. My shoes was taken by a German officer. He was drunk at the time, intoxicated on cognac and wine, I suppose.
None of which you saw any of.
No. He admired the shoes, and I suppose he wanted them worse than I did, so he took the shoes.
Well, it's going to be California, here I come, just in a matter of hours now, is that it?
Won't be long now.
Now, right here beside me at one of the tables is a freshly sunburned young man. We can't tell what rank they are because they've just been provided with field jackets on the boat or just before they got on the boat. Where did you get these field jackets?
We got those at Camp Lucky Strike in France.
In France?
That's
Have they named all the camps in France after American
institutions
and products?
I believe so, yes.
What's your name?
Robert E. Moore.
Robert E. Moore?
That's right.
Well, you're not by any chance Robert Moore, who's related to Victor Moore.
Yes, sir.
The stage star?
That's right.
Well, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be missing. I remember very sad news came through that you hadn't turned up at one time.
Well, God answered my prayers and the GIs came through and I'm back in God's country again.
The Americans got you out, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, what had happened? Had your mail to your family failed to get through? Is that what had happened?
Yes, that's right.
But you had written when you were taken captive.
Yes, we wrote twice a month. We had a card and a letter to write.
Have you been in touch with your father, Victor Moore, yet?
No, I haven't, but I hope so very soon.
Well, I guess you'll be on the air before you get a chance to get to a phone to call him up.
What?
But I know he's going to be tickled to death to hear from you. Where'd you get that sunburn?
Oh, I got that go-breaking on the deck coming across.
I guess you didn't have much before you got on board.
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, Bob, it's awful nice to have you back.
Sir, it's the best thing that's ever happened in my life, to be back in good old America.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks a lot, Bob Moore.
The men here have returned to Kilmer today. The 1,975, roughly 2,000 of them, seem to come from all parts of the country, and someone's just called to us, why don't you talk with Georgia? And here is Georgia, I believe.
Hello, America. It's great to be back in America. Oh, it's wonderful. You don't know how good it is. I can't put it in words any way to say it, except it is good to see good American soil again and good American people.
Georgia, what's your local soil? What part of Georgia?
Columbus, Georgia.
And what's your name?
Durwood Good.
Spelled as in good, G-double-O-D?
G-double-O-D-E.
Oh, I see. You have an E on it.
Yes.
Well, where were you captured?
I was captured in Germany.
And how long were you locked up?
72 days.
And you look fairly well now, but I understand you've all had a chance to fatten up a little. Did you lose much in poundage?
Oh, about 35 pounds.
Oh, that's all. Is it 35 pounds?
About 35 pounds.
Well, I think you've got most of it back with that good chow you got on the boat and in France. Did you see anything over there, either in your prison or on your way back, or hear anything which would substantiate these reports that we're getting back now about the atrocities over there?
Well, the only thing that happened to me at one time was one day they made me dig anti-aircraft positions. That was the only atrocity that I figure, or thing that I figure that was against the Geneva Conference.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Alfred L. Williams. I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
And who's your buddy here? Let's talk to him.
Frank Langle. I'm from Toledo, Ohio.
Is that Frank Langle?
That's right, Langle.
All right, Toledo. And you fellas were both in the same outfit?
Yes, sir.
And you've stuck together ever since? You were both in the same prison?
No, sir, I wasn't. I was a different place from here, about 17 miles from Berlin.
I see. Well, which was your outfit?
Stalag 4B.
Well, that was your prison.
Yes.
And the outfit you were captured with...
The 106th Division.
I see. That was in the Battle of the Bulge, then.
Yes, sir.
Well, how were you treated on your way back to prison? You must have had to go back quite a way.
I did. I had to march about 300 kilometers, and the going was pretty rough.
Well, when you say rough, do you mean that it was hard walking, or they manhandled you, or...
Well, they manhandled me once. My feet was bad, and I wasn't able to walk, and they was picking up part of the sick or putting them in a wagon, throwing them by cart. And they thought I was messing off, so they hit me in the back of the neck with a rifle once.
From Camp Kilmer in New Brunswick, New Jersey, an installation of the New York Port of Embarkation, operated by the Army Transportation Corps, Mutual has brought you an exclusive transcribed broadcast covering the arrival of the largest group of released American war prisoners yet to be returned to this country. From mess hall number 2, we have talked at random with men who are eating their first meal in this country and who shortly will start on a 60-day furlough. It will have to be a few hours off, however, if the men are going to digest the fresh milk, broiled steak, onion gravy, snowflake potatoes, buttered peas, fresh string beans, iceberg lettuce with Russian dressing, hot rolls and butter, ice cream, cake, coffee, tea and cocoa, and fresh fruit, which was on the menu here today. Now, this is Paul Killiam of the War Services and News Division of our New York studios, and this is the Mutual Broadcasting System.